SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says the U.S. has received Israel's report of what happened.
It's very important that Israel is taking full responsibility for this incident. It's also important that it appears to be taking steps to hold those responsible accountable. Even more important is making sure that steps are taken going forward to ensure that something like this can never happen again.
The risk of a broader regional war remains real, and despite Israel's fierce military onslaught, Hamas is still standing, even if it's significantly weakened. Meanwhile, President Biden has written to the leaders of Egypt and Qatar, calling on them to press Hamas for a hostage deal with Israel. Approximately 100 hostages remain in captivity by the terrorist group Hamas. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a federal investigation underway into the collapse of a construction crane that killed a worker in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
Late Thursday, part of a construction crane collapsed onto a drawbridge. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Chief Stephen Golan on WPLG-TV says the 27-year-old worker fell down with it.
It was not the crane per se that actually failed. It was a platform that they had equipment staged on.
Golan says additional sections were being added to the crane to accommodate the building getting taller. Three people were also injured when the segment of steel crushed two cars.
It's unbelievable. You know, the amount of cars and traffic back up, this could have been a whole lot worse.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 307 points. This is SRN News. A battle over suicide is taking place in Canada. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
An unnamed 27-year-old Calgary woman who suffers from autism has decided she wants to kill herself, and the Canadian government has agreed to help her. Despite the fact that autism is not fatal, the woman has the right under Canada's Liberal Assisted Suicide Law to take her own life. Her father is fighting to keep her alive, and a judge has given him 30 days to conduct an appeal, but so far every lower court has ruled against him. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds that most Americans are aware that there's been a rise in anti-Semitism in the country following the deadly Hamas attack on Israel last fall. The Pew Research Center report also reveals that Americans are broadly comfortable with speech both for and against Israel and the Palestinians, but most adults are not okay with a call for violence against Jews or Muslims. This is SRN News. It's been a bounce-back day on Wall Street.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Friday following a hot U.S. jobs report. The S&P 500 jumped 1.1%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 307 points, and the NASDAQ Composite rose 1.2%. U.S. employers added a surprisingly strong number of jobs in March, while modest gains in wages eased some fears of a renewed spike in inflation. Wall Street is still betting the Federal Reserve will start cutting interest rates in June. Treasury yields rose in the bond market, oil rose slightly, and gold prices continued their recent rally. Damian Troisi, New York.
California-based 99 Cents Only Stores will close all of its 371 of its outlets effective today. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. More details at srnnews.com.